For those of you who are just tuning in, here are a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. In his speech yesterday, President Bush offered no new strategy or timetable for getting out of Iraq. Bush said Iraqi units are controlling more territory, growing more independent, and even regaining the confidence to commit indiscriminate torture again. A study says that the powerful emotions involved with falling in love are triggered by a specific molecule and don't last more than a year. Italian scientists found far higher levels of the love molecule in the blood of 58 people who had recently fallen madly in love than in that of a group of people in long-term relationships. Interesting note, the love molecule is composed of 99% tequila. After a year, the love molecules are replaced with alcohol and porn for men and alcohol and food for women. By measuring the level of nerve growth factor, scientists have proven that passionate love cannot last for more than 1 year. Except in my marriage, baby. Of course, so don't worry if you're listening. This story doesn't apply to us, of course. Certain sharp objects like scissors are going to be allowed back on airplanes under new rules to be announced tomorrow. The announcement was great news for the deadly Al-Qaeda cell, the Barbers of Baghdad, who are rumored to have an exploding comb, brush, and scissor set that can take out an entire 747. Okay, that's that. All right?